This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. On May 31st, the next edition of Wakarusa takes place at Mulberry Mountain in Ozark, Arkansas. It's where band after band will play hour after hour over 4 days. And our guide to Wakarusa again this year will be Kevin Kinder from Northwest Arkansas Newspapers. Welcome back, Kevin.
Thank you for having me, Kyle.
Should also point out that you also blog about music at...
I sure do, at nwatunedin.com.
It was there that I first learned, while I was out of town, that the stage schedule had been announced for this year's Wakarusa, and that's important because...
Well, it's important for a lot of reasons. You know, Wakarusa announced most of their lineup in January, and so we knew who was coming, but the way these festivals works is they have 4, 5, and 6 stages going simultaneously sometimes. So this is your first opportunity to find out specifically what night your favorite artist is going to be playing.
And to map your course.
I've got a map in front of me that I've highlighted and scribbled out and really done some work on to try to figure out where I want to be.
Before we talk about who you can catch when, let's talk about when you have to buy tickets. Is it too late?
No. You know, and they'll even likely sell some tickets at the gate. They're always nearing sellout, which is about 25,000 people is their
per
year is their capacity. And tickets will be sold right up until then. However, ticket prices raise on May 19th. So we're getting to that point where tickets are starting to go up. Tickets are getting more scarce. Specifically, most of the people who go down to Wakarusa, even if they're from this part of the country, go down and camp and make a weekend of it. And from what I understand from talking to some of the Wakarusa folks, some of the closest camping areas, specifically the main stage camping area and what's called Westwoods, which is the second nearest, are very nearly sold out. So if you don't buy tickets soon, you'll still be on the festival grounds, but you'll be farther away from the stages. They shuttle people in, and so it's not an ordeal, but if you want to be closer, you're running out of time.
One of the great things about a festival is that there's so many stages and so many different acts. One of the toughest things about a festival is there's so many stages and so many acts that you sometimes have to choose, do I want to be at this stage or this stage? Do you have any difficulties this year?
Yeah, I've got a couple. One of them is really sort of – I'm a indie rock fan, and if you've heard me talk before, you know that. And I think three of the bigger names under that genre are playing pretty much at the same time. That's Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros. Blitzen Trapper and the Heartless Bastards are all on stage in close proximity to each other. The Heartless Bastards have 2 shows, and so if you do it right, you can catch them once before, but it's going to be tough to choose.
And this is all on Friday night, correct?
This is all – right. That's all on Friday.
That same night is starting just after 10 p.m. on the main stage is probably the band that seems to be getting the most attention this year, the Avett Brothers.
That's right. And they're certainly getting the most attention from me because I adore them and have watched them many times live. The first time I saw them actually was at Harvest Fest, which is a companion festival to Wakarusa. It happens at the same venue, happens in the fall, and saw them down there and absolutely fell in love. They play 10-15. They're actually in the process of creating a new album with that should be out, I would suspect, right about the time the festival happens. So
many of the acts, Heartless Bastards and many of these others that are here, so more or less some of the headliners, have been here recently.
They really have. And a lot of them, you know, like Umphrey's McGee, who has a couple sets interspersed throughout the festival. They were at George's, you know, just about a month ago for a 2-night run at that venue. Railroad Earth is through here fairly often. Pretty Lights, which is the Thursday night headliner, has played in Arkansas several times. They, you know, the Devil Makes Three, which I am pretty excited about. They're a Friday early evening band. They were just here 2 months ago. And so, yeah, you're right. And Girl Talk is another one of the bands that, that we have seen twice in the last year. In
Fort Smith last summer, Fayetteville a few months ago. And when you compare this year's lineup to last year's, which had My Morning Jacket, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, Mumford and Sons, and some others that don't play here that often. It's a different sort of schedule this year.
It is. In fact, the bands that you mentioned all had never played in Arkansas before. My Morning Jacket, Mumford and Sons had never been in the state. And so to – unless they were traveling through. And to get them here, I think, was a real coup for the festival. You're right. It's a very much more comfortable schedule. It's a very – this year's is. And it's a lot more familiar to people who invest time in our local music scene. If they've – doing their diligence and going out to shows, they've seen a lot of these acts.
Is that part of just how schedules and who's touring falls?
You know, I think a lot of it is. And one of the things I will point out, though, Wakarusa always falls a week before Bonnaroo does. Bonnaroo being about four times the size of our local Wakarusa festival. And last year we saw a lot of the bands who played at Wakarusa make the trip east to Tennessee the next weekend for the Bonnaroo festival, which, you know, and that's something that My Morning Jacket did. They had headlining spots at both places. I don't see a lot of that this year, and you know, I'm not certain what the circumstances are, but you know, I certainly feel like some of the larger acts aren't on this year's roster.
Anybody under the radar that people who are going or considering going should pay attention to that maybe they haven't heard of?
You know, a couple that I'm really excited about is The Devil Makes Three. I mentioned a minute ago, Fits in the Tantrums. They're a neo-soul group. You know, we mentioned Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings a little bit ago. They fall in that same genre of new soul.
Felt like the stars fell down before us in the dream of you and me. Then like a storm came out of nowhere, turned my peace to misery. Cause I've been running now for days, picking up the pieces of love. I'm not so sure.
Another artist that I'm pretty excited about is Jason Isbell, and he has a group called the 400 Unit. Jason Isbell may not be a marquee name or may not be one that's familiar, but he played for several years in the Drive-By Truckers. And I would argue some of the best Drive-By Truckers songs are, in fact, Jason Isbell-written songs. So that's a show that I'm really excited about. And one group that I think could be a lot of fun. This is one group that hasn't toured here. It's the Weir Robinson and Green Trio. And those names are Bob Weir from The Grateful Dead.
The Dead, yeah.
Chris Robinson from The Black Crowes, right. And a singer-songwriter named Jackie Green. And from what I've gleaned, they haven't been performing together very long, but from what I pick up from some shows that they've done fairly recently is that they're going to do a lot of Grateful Dead songs. So it should be a really jam-heavy kind of event for them.
Do you have a flag? Are you one of the people?
I actually,
you take a flag?
Yeah, you do.
What's your flag?
As a newspaper reporter, it says Scoop Troop because we're in the press camping area. And the reason you take flags, it's not as critical at Wakarusa, but especially in the part where we camp. I don't camp in the busiest and most packed-in spaces. But, you know, in what's called Tent City, which is where the tents are side by side, you really can't leave in the 4 days. You know, there's no way out. You sort of lock yourself in. And a lot of the tents look very similar to each other. And so people bring flags that they put beside their campsite with the idea that that's the only way they're going to be able to find their unique tent.
And so you want your flag to be unique.
You want your flag to be unique. You hoist it above your tent, and that gives you – because in a sea of tents that's, you know, 300 square feet, and there's seven tents that everybody bought at Walmart the day before they went down, you've almost got to have an identifying mark, and a lot of people use flags to do that. So, yes, I do have a –
Excellent.
We are – Camp Scoop Troop. And
so now people can come up and,
that's right,
and find you if they want. Will you be blogging from there?
Yeah, you bet. We'll turn some copy for the Northwest Arkansas Media Group, but definitely we're going to have some photos and some live updates, and we try to update people too via Twitter at NWA What's Up. We'll be active with updates from the festival, including, you know, sometimes scheduling changes happen. They move somebody to a different stage. They switch because, you know, sometimes one of these bands get big in a hurry and it makes more sense to put them on a bigger stage. And so they can do those kinds of things. And we'll try to let people know what those are.
Thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome. Thanks, Kyle.
Kevin Kinder covers music for Northwest Arkansas newspapers. And you can read his blog about music, too. It's NWATunedIn.com.